Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
You are listening to One-on-One with the Cannon Pod Podcast Show.
Peace and grace, and welcome back to 101 The Cannon Podcast Show, brought to you by WCANmedia.com, where tomorrow's services are here today. With me here in the podcast studio is an icon in his own rights, and he is a professional gospel singer by the name of Julius Adams, and he has a story to tell. Coming up right after this.
Shanine Williams. A lot of you know me as Laura Winslow from Family Matters. Please join me and my father, the CEO of DreamFlix TV and his parent company, Dream Merchant Media, as we have a casual conversation about our online streaming platform on One-on-One with the Cannon podcast show on WCANmedia.com.
One-on-One with the Cannon podcast show.
Welcome back to 101 The Cannon Podcast Show. Julius, how you doing?
I'm great. How are you doing today, Cannon?
Thank you for being awesome on the program.
I'm glad to be here. It's an excellent show.
Okay, you ready for the question?
Yes.
What is your story?
My story is that I'm a man that loves music, that wants to inspire people and give them hope, give them love, give them healing, give them positive relationships, positive vibes. So that they can start their day off and their week off and their life off with the right mindset.
Okay. Now, let me ask a couple of questions for you in reference to your type of music. Does your music introduce any type of healing potentials for people?
Yes, it does, because what it leads them to God, and that's what I want people to see. I know people don't believe in God. I want them to know that God believes in them. And also that they can see a new pathway through love, through kindness, through doing the right things, that God can help them solve issues in their life to put them where they need to be in healing and in other areas.
Okay, so we're looking at words are powerful, okay?
Yes.
How is your lyrics created? Now, a lot of people who I've talked to in the past use Psalms, the book of Psalms. Do you incorporate a little Bible with a little secularism chemistry to combine the two to have a positive effect?
Yes. Also, using the word of God and also using experiences too. Like sometimes do music, especially when I'm writing songs, I try to feel out what people are going through. The experience of being around people and knowing their issues and their problems and always being in ministry, growing up in ministry and being around helping people, I've learned to try to access songs that could be more powerful to their lives and help them grow, you know, and also try to answer those questions that they're missing from the scripture base. So if I'm saying something in the song that is leading towards scripture, they can go to that scripture and maybe that can connect their life to what they need outside of, you know, what I'm saying.
So what you're saying is that you can take an individual and look at the environment that they're in and then create the appropriate lyrics for that person.
Exactly. Because to me, with music, you're going to have to have God in there. You're going to have love in there. You're going to have certain things in there. But the effect of what people need every day in music is, I mean, it's very helpful for them to get through a day if they have that lyric. So I definitely try to give that to them in their issue, whether it's positive, whether it's negative, whether it's, you know, anything, because I'm trying to grow them and let them understand that I can reach them through that. And so, music is powerful.
That's true. Okay. So a person can listen to your music and then they will be able to transform their mind, start thinking positive through your lyrics and also the instruments that are playing to allow them to be a productive member spiritually first, and then secondly, second in society. That's what you're saying.
Yes, exactly. Because I'm trying to reach them. I'm trying to reach people through music in a different light, where I know that as we grow as in humanity with God and we grow it with his love, that God wants the best for us, and he wants us to put, he's trying to put us where we need to be. We can't get there if we don't have, you know, that protection of love and positivity and kindness and understanding who God is, and also obedience and also disciplining ourselves to know what we can do, what we can't do. So I want to try to improvise that into people's lives. That way they can find their self, because everybody's going to be different with their growth and where they're going to go. But praying to God to like supply me that need when I release those songs, that it will touch that person and give them hope, what they actually need.
Okay, let me ask this question. What has been the toughest part of your journey in the industry that you're in?
The toughest part is trusting God and listening to him and quit trying to direct my own pathway. Sometimes when God is leading you to do different things, you have to listen. It may not, some things are more simple than harder. If you're a guy that like me, who likes to work very hard, it's easy for you to rely on yourself. It's harder to rely on what God is saying and calm down. Sometimes God just wants you to listen to him, follow his way, and he will direct your path to where you need to be, not where you're trying to go. Thinking that you're on the right pathway is definitely the wrong way. You need to listen to God. And when you listen to God, he's going to take you right where you need to be.
Okay, how about this? What is your most prized accomplishment?
My most prized accomplishment, and you're going to laugh about this. I wanted to catch this fish. It was a flathead catfish. I wanted to catch one over 50 pounds. I ended up catching a 72-pound flathead. I had never caught a flathead. I didn't know the experience. But it was an accomplishment because it was a daily walk with God every morning. I would wake up, pray 5 o'clock in the morning. I would go out. It was just a good time. And I had time to do this, but God had blessed me at the time financially to be able to do this. And it was something that was a task for me. But every day I heard God's voice, and he told me I would come into this. But the trial and error of doing this, like I broke a lot of reels. I broke a lot of rods. I broke a lot of reels. I did a lot of different things. But I learned simplicity. I also learned step by step, and I also learned to trust God, be patient, and then the right thing came. And when it did, I have a picture. I have to show it to you. You're gonna love it. But I came into this fish, and it was a blessing.
It was a blessing. So what you just said to everyone that is listening, the road to success is not always a straight line.
Definitely not.
Let's talk about one more thing. If you had to categorize your songs, what would be the number one song?
My number one song would be Healing.
Okay, Healing. Let's take a listen. Wow, that was an amazing song. Listen, the old clock on the wall said that's it, but give some people some information how they can contact you for professional interviewing and how to purchase your songs.
You can go to juliusadams.com. We're all on social, all on digital outlets. So you can go to any digital outlet, Apple Music, Pandora, Spotify, any of those digital platforms that you have to listen. Healer just released on Pandora. So you definitely can go there and listen to it for free. We want to purchase Apple in those different areas. But yeah, it's out right now. I think you guys will really love it. Really enjoy, you know, what we put together. We took time out on to give you a song that we know that I feel like God in this time we really need.
Okay. If they need to contact you, email, or your manager, how can they do that?
They can definitely go to the website, juliusadams.com, to contact my manager, Andrea Nicole, or you can go to our Facebook and contact Andrea Nicole there. She's very helpful, easy to work with.
Okay. Well, the old clock on the wall says that's all. Julius, we thank you for being part of One-on-One with the Cannon Podcast Show. If you have any additional questions, you can please email me at cannonpodcast@yahoo.com. And our Chief of Talent Affairs will contact you. And always remember, the story you tell is the life you remember. Until All in One, take care.